In the name of Allah. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about why we should not take religion for granted. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. You should not take religion for granted. This is what, unfortunately, many of us are doing in today's world. We only think religion is praying, fasting, zakat, homs, hajj, etc., etc. No, religion in Islam is a way of life, a mode of life, a code of conduct. We take religion for granted throughout our lives, yet we call ourselves Muslims. A true Muslim is a person who does not commit sins, who is not dishonest, who doesn't lie to people and give false promises, a person who pretends to be a very religious person while he is not, and a person who is not a hypocrite. We're seeing that most Muslims in our society have at least one of these characteristics. A person who says he is a Muslim should not think that everything is settled and he could do whatever he wants as long as he is doing the wajibat. No, religion of Islam is a lot more than that. If you're doing the wajibat, what is your intention? Is it for Allah? Is it for this world or the other world? Is it for appearing religious to other people? If your intention is for Allah, why is it that you are not paying attention to the injunctions of Islam? If your intention is for Allah, then why are you committing so many sins knowingly? Yes, if you commit a sin while you're neglectful of Allah and then you repent, Allah says in the Quran that your repentance will be accepted and you will be forgiven, provided that you don't commit that sin again. But sometimes, not only do some Muslims commit sins, but they also invent certain pretexts for their actions and even say they're doing it for Allah. These people are those who are taking religion for granted. These people do not have a correct understanding of the religion of Islam. Islam is a way of life. You have to live Islam. Every single thing that you do, every single activity that you engage in, you have to observe the laws of Islam. IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين محمد God's mercy man of honor and dignity shining so bright his light for all of humanity
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. A lot of Muslims take religion for granted. Every single second that we are living, we have to remember Allah. We have to always keep our religion in mind and know that we are in the presence of Allah. If we have such a mentality, then we will never take religion for granted. Every single thing we do, whether we eat, sleep, walk, talk, or even breathe, We have to remember Allah and know that without Allah's attention to us, we wouldn't even be living. Of course, being like this is the ideal state that we should be in. The point is, however, we should at least be careful that what we're doing pleases Allah and doesn't displease Him. If you know that Allah likes it that you help your Muslim brother or sister by, let's say, lending him some money, then you should do that. If you know that it displeases Allah that you don't visit your parents' house, then you should visit them as much as you can. So you see, the religion of Islam is not so complicated like some people think. A lot of us know what is good and what is bad. In fact, we have in Surah Ash-Shams that Allah inspires our souls with what is good and bad. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Then He inspired the soul with its virtues and vices. We have narrations from our imams that Islam is an easy religion. So, we should always try to have the laws of our religion in mind. One more thing which is extremely important is that we must try to grow and not stop at where we are. The kind of growth I mean here is not physical or bodily growth. I mean our reason, our spirit, our understanding should be nurtured and matured. That is when we will never take religion for granted. Now we will listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali, who will talk about today's topic.
When is Eid? I can't wait for it. Like Islam is a burden. Imam Zain al-Abidin is crying in Dua al-Wida, saying, "Oh Allah, I am crying that this blessed month is leaving and I don't know if I will get it again. I don't know if I will experience it next year. But keep the spirits of it alive within me so that when I meet it next year, I'm ready to receive it even greater." Whereas myopic ideology is, why can't we just let this religion pass? My friends don't pray five times a day. Why am I burdened to pray? Islam has burdened us with hijab. Our friends don't wear hijab. Why do we need to wear hijab? All these draconian laws that we see, that they're just inhibitive. We can't express it freely. Whereas Allah says, it's my mercy upon you that I'm teaching you this. That when I went to the university and in my room, I see one of my roommates smoking weed and cocaine and, you know, snorting cocaine and drinking alcohol, and it was ugly to me. And my friend said, "Why is it ugly to you? Isn't that great? All of us are doing it." I said, "It's ugly." Then I began to realize, wow, I took my religion for granted, but boy was I prepared to receive it. In subtleties, but it just came like a ton of bricks on me and says, "You thought your religion was a joke? You thought it was a cyclical engine? Now watch it act in perfection for your benefit." Then my friends would ask me, "Why aren't you dating?" I said, "My religion has taught me the dangers of this, and I can understand it, and thank God I have a family and parents who have taught me the dangers of this, that I understand the consequences, because my roommate had a girlfriend every week." So I said to him, "Look, she was nice last week. What's wrong with her?" No, she's old. She's an old hat." I said, "Well, how many are you going to go through in life? All populations? You'll never be happy. Isn't one satisfying? But look at this game of early dating. Even University of Georgia has done studies to show that children, especially tweens, not teens, tweens, preteens, who indulge in dating, especially today, our children have access. Click here for a good time. Click here and answer. You know, or click here if you think I'm cute. And there's a heart, broken heart, you know, a bright heart. You love me, you like me. Little children are indulging in these love relationships now. They don't know night from day what love means. They are busy now chasing opposite genders, right? Sadly, they have no idea what they're traversing on, which leads to all kinds of social problems in the future, that they cannot even maintain their marriages in the future because they've been so scarred. University of Georgia did studies that tweens who indulge in early dating don't perform well academically. And part of the reason is those who generally indulge in early dating are the ones who come from fractured families, where fathers are missing or mothers and fathers are busy acquiring wealth and they've forgotten their children. And hence children don't know what to do, so they go in the pursuits of that which media glamorizes today. And children now are attracted in that direction. What does it holistically do to our societies? It destroys us. لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيك إن الحمد لك وللملك يا مولاي إلهنا ما عاد لك مليك كل من ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيك إن الحمد لله الله وحده لا شريك له سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز
Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We should not think that because we're good Muslims, we can never become bad Muslims. Or just because we think we're good Muslims, we can't get any better. What does Allah say in the Quran? Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186, that when my servants beseech me, then I am near to them. I will answer the prayer of the one who prays to me. So respond me and have faith in me so that you may fare rightly and reach the destination. We want to grow so that we are able to reach the ultimate destination, which is meeting Allah, while He is pleased with us. If we want to grow, like Allah says in the verse that I just read to you, we have to supplicate Allah, ask our needs from Him only, and He will answer our prayer, provided that we answer His call and believe in Him. That is when we'll be along the path to spiritual growth. So, we Muslims, all of us, no matter how good or bad we are, we should always be in a state of asking for Allah's help. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. We say this at least 10 times each day in our prayers, that only you do we worship and only you do we ask for help. We shouldn't say, I'm such a bad person that Allah won't answer my prayer or won't forgive me. That itself is the biggest sin, losing hope in Allah's mercy. Likewise, good people shouldn't get too proud of themselves and say, we already have everything we need, so why should we pray or ask Allah for forgiveness? How could they say this when everyone is needy before Allah? Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. O mankind, you are all in need of Allah. Allah is the all-sufficient. Both of these two groups of people are taking religion for granted. So in short, we should consider religion something that pertains to all facets of our lives, not just to our acts of worship, and we should definitely not take it for granted.
About the consequences, I know that it's bad, it's better to wait. But sometimes I can't be selfish, and the only sound I hear is right now. And though my patience gets locked out,
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Until next time, goodbye. Allah, 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 save me from myself.
So hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside. It's the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong, and I want